Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
And in the studio, we've got Lottie, we've got Joss, and we've got Jane of Bennett's Funeral Directors. How are you doing, folks? You okay?
All good, thank you, Jo.
Oh, hang on. Someone's been messing around with the mics over the weekends, I tell you, right?
Oh, no. I'm okay, thank you, Jo.
Good stuff.
Very well, myself. Nice to meet you.
You too,
Thanks
Joss.
For having us.
Yeah, how you doing, Lottie? You all right?
I'm very good, thank you.
Now, look, you're here to talk about a charity football tournament in support of men's mental health awareness and suicide prevention. But just before that, though, I just want to tell people who you are, really. Your funeral directors was established in 1891. So you've been a part of the community with your family has for years. So it's a really special thing. I suppose you want to give something back. Is that why you wanted to kind of be involved with the tournament?
We have been involved with lots of community things for a long, long time. It was Joss's idea to have this event, and I'll let him explain why. But as funeral directors, over the years, we have sadly had to arrange funerals for people who have taken their own lives.
Yeah.
And we see the distress, the hurt caused to those families and their friends, and the ripple effect from that, such awful tragedy. And if by doing this we can save one life, for me it will make it a success.
Yeah, that's great, Jane. So Joss, it was your idea, right?
Yeah, I've loved football all my life, but really I've been in construction since I left school, all the way up until the beginning of this year, and I've seen the issues that I've seen in construction with just the day-to-day goings of it all, really, just having to always pull through and just crack on with it no matter how mentally or physically demanding it is. And unfortunately, there's a lot of stigma out there where men don't like to talk up about it, especially in a construction trade. I mean, you're 2.5 times more likely to commit suicide if you're in a construction trade, which is abysmal, really. Mm. So we're trying to just raise awareness. Mm. We've got some great groups involved. We've got the Craig Tyler Trust and Andy's Man Club getting involved with us. They deal with a lot locally, with a lot of men. The Craig Tyler's Trust are for everyone, so there's always someone on the phone there. And this is what we're doing it for, really, just to try and help maybe some people around Brentwood in the local area just to speak out, really, and meet someone and take the path from there.
It's bringing communities together. I mean, as well as aware, you talk of awareness, and we talk of that all the time, but actually the impact of that is huge, because I've never heard of Andy's Man Club. I'm actually looking it up now, to be fair, and the Craig Tyler Trust, you know. So even for you to just say that, we are now mentioning it now, and it's then the knock-on effect for other people to be aware that they can contact people, because, you know, we do talk about mental health a lot, and, you know, I think some women still, it's still a little bit difficult, but for a lot of men there's a stigma, especially in construction, as you say. You know, you've got the alpha man mentality, haven't you, where you look at as weak, you know. Yeah. Or people used to say sissy, all these sort of awful words.
Yes.
That's it, man up's the worst one, right? But you used to hear that a lot, right?
Conversation with someone the other day, and before, or maybe some years ago, I might have seen the humour in it, but I was explaining it to some friends over the weekend about why we're doing it. Some friends I haven't seen for a while, and I said, there's some men out there in some really dark places. Mm. And they said, well, someone should turn the light on then. But it's not like that anymore. I don't see it like that anymore. I've struggled with a bit of mental health myself last year, just being in construction, arthritis now, and I didn't have anywhere else to go, really. I had to keep bringing money in to pay the bills. So, and that's what I think a lot of it is about in the construction industry, really. You just got to, like you say, the alpha male, just crack on, get on with it, man up. Which is unfortunate.
That's one of the worst things. You hear that time and time again. I mean, I'm a huge football supporter, hang around with all the boys myself, a West Ham fan. I know you're a Liverpool supporter, but I won't talk about that. So I hear it all the time, and it's really nice and actually really refreshing that some people are starting, or some blokes are starting to actually open up that little bit, you know, and say, how are you doing? And I say, no, how are you really doing? I think that's, it's down to us as well, the women as well, to be part of this and actually really genuinely ask, because we're all so used to saying, nah, everything's fine, don't worry, mate, don't worry, love, I should say, you know.
Exactly that.
Yeah. So you came up with the idea of the football. Everyone has ideas, but it's actually putting it into operation. So how did you do that then, Joss?
It's been quite hard work, actually. We've really struggled just to try and get the arrangement of it all underway. But we've come quite far now. Obviously, Brentwood Council have really helped us out. The Brentwood Centre, Steve Roach, great guy. He's put me on to a few people that have come forward. We've got Ferdinand Football Group involved. We've got some ex-Premier League and England footballers turning up on the day. So it's going to be really a day for everyone. We wanted to try and make it more for the whole family throughout the whole day. So we've got lots of bits for the whole family going on, lots of kids' activities, and we just want to try and get everyone there, everyone in a big crowd. So when the public speakers are talking, hopefully someone in that crowd, well, not hopefully, but someone that turns up on the day that is going through some sort of negativity in their life mentally, that they can be helped by the support people from the Craig Tyler's Trust and Annie's Man Club, and hopefully they find somewhere to go and start getting on the right path for themselves and to better their own mental health in life.
Yeah. Well, if anyone's listening there and thinking, oh, who are these people? Something I want to get in touch with, or, you know, a male family member or friend that you think might need these people that are local. Because you said they're locally, is that right? Yeah, they're local.
Yeah, I mean, Andy's Man Club was founded quite far up north, but they've now got a few groups in the Essex area. Nothing in Brentwood. There's one in Basildon, one in Chelmsford, and Craig Tyler Trust, they're running groups every day up at the Health and Community Centre, I believe, up at Lakeside or Thurrock area.
So you
can literally go up there any day, any time of the day, not any time of the day, sorry, any day of the week, and they've got some sort of support group going on up there, which is great, really. And then obviously we're bringing in the walking football as well for anyone that wants to have a go at the walking football, and there's a place for the kids to come along as well with the academies that are going to be there. It's a great opportunity for a lot of people.
Yeah, brilliant. So there's a penalty shootout as well. I mean, Lottie, you're here now, Lottie. Do you want to say anything about what the kids are going to do? Because you play football, didn't you, Lottie? Or you want to play football?
Yeah, I play football because I really like football. And I'm training in an academy at football every Tuesday at 6 to 7 o'clock. And I think it's really good for me because I'm starting to get really good at football now.
Oh, lovely. And you're going to play, they've got penalty shootouts, haven't we, on the day of the tournament. Are you going to be having a go at that as well?
Yeah.
Nice one. Yeah, I might have a go at that as well. You'd beat me though, I'm sure. I'm terrible. I can kick a ball, but it goes in the wrong direction. Can you get it in the net, can you?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, well done, yeah. So, like, there's all different events, isn't there, for that as well? So it's not just for the adults. It's a, like you say, it's a family day out for everyone, right, to help raise awareness. I tell you what, I'm going to play a track and then we'll come back, if that's all right. Because what was it you wanted, Jane? I've got it lined up. Have you forgotten what it was already?
Oh, yes, because it's all about what we're talking about life in general. So Rag and Bone Man, Human.
Brilliant.
Because we all are.
That was Human with Rag and Bone Man. Yes, requested by Jane, and it was quite apt, yes. Right, so we were talking about the tournament. Now, do you still need teams and sponsors? How does the teams work? Is it 7-a-side or 5-a-side? Or it's up to you, Joss or Jane, you can jump in.
So the teams are based, it's all on 6-a-side. We're doing sort of team sizes of around 8 people, so you can have a couple of reserves. If you manage to get all the way, you might be a bit knackered at the end of the day. I'm probably going to go out in a group stage, which is good for my knees, so it's a taking part that counts. So we need some more teams in. We need some walking football teams. So anyone out there that's interested in getting involved, it's on our Facebook page. There's posters and banners all up around Brentwood. It's on Eventbrite. You can get on there, get involved, and it's all for an absolutely worthy cause. Children's again, 6-a-side with a couple of reserves as well. There's not going to be as many teams. We sort of base the adults section on a Champions League sort of group stage, knockout stage. So we can get through the games pretty quick. We can have short games. And then the walking football, again, 6-a-side with a couple of reserves. This is going to be on the 3G pitch as well at the Brentwood Centre. Everything else, kids and adults, will all be played on the lawn. So we've got my daughter's actually going to be putting in her team for the kids. It's going to be a great day.
That's good, isn't it? So as well as like men, you can also have women playing as well as the kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you have a mixed team as well? Or it's just a bit of a fun day, really. It's proper referees going
proper
on
referees,
as well.
So yeah. No leg breaking, please.
Yeah. Just to clarify as well, you don't have to be from Brentwood. You know, this is basically for everyone who wants to get involved in local community. And the best thing about the Brentwood Centre is that the parking's all free as well. So don't often say that, do we, to be fair? So it's easy to get to as well. We'll be putting that all over our socials as well for you. So if you do know anyone that wants to put a team together just for this, then if you're some blokes sitting in the pub thinking, or in the afternoon, you can set up a team as well and come along. So sponsorship as well, I suppose that's huge, because it's all about helping to raise funds for both Craig Tyler Trust and Andy's Man's Club. Is that right? Yeah,
that's correct.
Still looking. So you can still have sponsorship now. So if any companies are listening in thinking, that's a worthy cause, I want to get involved in that, how would they do that? Same thing with a Facebook, Jane?
So the best thing is to contact me.
Yeah.
My email address is on the flyer. It's jane@bennettsfunerals.co.uk.
Brilliant.
Or you can contact via Eventbrite, and we can discuss with them about having the stand on the day and about sponsorship. Brilliant. We would like sponsors. I'm offering between £250 and £1,000, which will obviously get you different sponsorship on the day, different events that you can pay for. There is the opportunity to sponsor the programme and to advertise in the programme as well. But that would be, to advertise is going to be a nominal £50. There are local businesses who just want to support in that quite simple way by putting in an advert, that would be brilliant if they would do so.
Or if there's any teams out there, got their own little clubs, want to put it out for their own teams and stuff like that. I think it's really brilliant. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing to be able to work for the local community.
Absolutely.
Something you've been serving in for, decades, almost over a century. Absolutely.
A long time.
Yeah, so it's been since 1891, isn't it? Bennett's funeral. Wow.
I've
you must
not
be
been
immensely
there that
proud.
Long.
You must be immensely proud, though.
I am very proud, and the fact is that the business has changed very much. We're more event managers now because we do so much. It isn't just the funeral, it's the printing, it's the catering, it's the options for themes on the day, be it colours or anything else. So it's changed massively over the years.
It's evolved and you've evolved with it, obviously.
But still an important point about it is being part of the community.
Yeah, supporting the community,
absolutely.
Yeah. Right, well, Lottie, so you've got your mates coming in. We're going to finish the interview in a second, but you've got your mates coming in, haven't you, on the football team? Have you twisted their arms and said, come and play? Have you? So what are you doing?
So I've got a few people coming from my academy and some more people coming from my school. Hopefully they'll be able to come because they all love football, and hopefully it's really fun for them to enjoy it.
Brilliant.
I enjoy football.
You do, yeah. So I've got to watch out for you in Lionesses in a decade's time or so, I reckon. Yes, so look, if you want to go online, you can. You can look at the Craig Tyler Trust, and it's okay to talk as well, which is obviously Andy Man's Club. So again, it's all about awareness. This is what it's all about. Now, I've got 30 seconds before we go on to the news. So I just want to thank you, Lottie, ever so much for coming in. You enjoyed yourself?
Yes, I have.
Great stuff. Do you want to give a shout to someone quickly? Go on, we'll let you.
Mummy.
Yeah, well prompted there, Joss. Joss, thank you as well for coming in, and thank you for speaking up, and Jane, of course, yourself
You're
as
welcome.
Well.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
See you soon. here on Phoenix FM. And do you know what? We've still got Joss, we've still got Jane, and we've still got Lottie in the studio. Because, first of all, didn't say actually when it's taking place. Oh, silly me. Yeah, it's on Saturday, the 15th of July, 2023, at the Brentwood Centre. That's Doddinghurst Road, CM159NN. And it's the charity football tournament. Now, also, you want to give a shout to someone, don't you, Joss?
Yeah, I've got a few people I'd like to just say a massive thanks for helping us with just arranging this and putting some contacts our way. So Steve Roach from Phoenix FM and the lovely Joe sitting in front of me. Thanks for having us on here today.
Fiver later for you there, Joss.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lynn Mouther from Essex Working Well. She's been a real big help for us. She's such a powerful lady. She knows everything to do with events. So without her, we probably wouldn't have got this far. A very, very special thanks to Keith Woodcock and everyone from Brentwood Town Football Club just for the massive help they've thrown our way. We are so appreciative for it, and I believe it's something that really means a lot to a lot of them there. Brentwood Town Council for the pitches that they're supplying us with, and the Brentwood Centre for accommodating the car parking pitch, the 3G car parking in the 3G pitch, and just anyone else I might have missed off. I am sorry, there's a lot to go through. I've got one here, Ferdinand Football Group. Thank you, guys, and Country View Landscapes. It's been hopefully it's going to be a great day, and we get lots of like a massive turnout. That'd be brilliant.
Ferdinand Football Group. Yeah, it's all West Ham. It all comes round to West Ham. Well, I'll find a tenuous link somewhere. Anyway, thanks a lot. Remember, it will all be up on the website by tomorrow evening. So all the links will be there for you if you want to get involved, help spread the word, because it's all about community. Now,